Okay, welcome everybody to our special Tehillim Chabura mini shiur through the young Israel of Vladimir. So I chose to focus on the Koach of Tehillim, and specifically something that we see in Tehillim related to something that we see in this week's parsha. I'm going to begin actually with a vignette related by Rav Soloveitchik. Shir Hamaos Mimamakim Karsicha Hashem, from the depths I call out to you, my Lord. Hashem Shema Bekoli, Hashem should hear my voice. Yana Aznecha Kashuva Sakol Tachanunai. Your ear should be attuned to the voice of my pleas. Whenever I say that pasuk, by the way, I feel like it's a play on words. Lakol Tachanunai, it's the voice of my prayer. But Kol Tachanunai can also be all of my prayer with a chaf. A Jewish doctor, an atheist, Rav Soloveitchik relates the following story. He wrote a memoir of his experiences as an inmate in a concentration camp in Latvia. The daily schedule required the inmates to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to perform back-breaking work for 14 hours a day in sub-zero temperatures, wearing threadbare clothing. When it starts to get cold, I think of my grandparents and how they survived even for a moment. The work itself was useless. The routine was designed merely to exhaust the inmates. Many left for work, never to return. Those who did survive each day of exhausting slave labor were forced to stand in line at the gate upon their return to the concentration camps, where the doctors at the front of the camps examined them. Those deemed too unhealthy to continue were sent to the gas chambers and the crematoria. One cannot fathom the thoughts that went through the mind. I actually changed the words. The Rav says one can only imagine the thoughts. I don't think that anyone can fathom the thoughts that went through the minds of those who passed through the daily inspection, having averted the death sentence to merit yet another day of grueling labor. In his memoir, this doctor, remember he begins this vignette speaking about a Jewish doctor, wrote a memoir of his experiences. This doctor wrote of a group of yeshiva students, along with their Rosh Yeshiva, followers of the Musar School of Novardak, who were imprisoned along with him. And after their day of slave labor, and after their day of passing through the doctors and the selection, and they made it once again, at night upon their return to the barracks, these yeshiva students would sit on the ground with their Rosh Yeshiva, and they would recite Shir HaMa'alos Mimamakim Karasicha Hashem. From out of the depths, from the darkest place of despair, I call out to you, Hashem. Witnessing this scene, the doctor wrote, and he describes himself as an atheist, he would have given up his very life to have the faith to recite Tehillim under such circumstances. And then the Rav comments, the uniqueness of the Jew is the ability to perceive God's presence even in the most terrible of conditions. The pasuk tells us in Tehillim, this is something that some of you have heard me speak about before, it's actually related to this week's parsha, and we're going to add a ha'ara that I never mentioned, and that's because it only dawned on me last week when I was learning through the parsha. There is a word in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, I should say, when a word has the same root, but it seems to mean different things, it actually means that there's a connection between these words. So you have a word in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tzadi Zayin, Kuf Yud Tes, I don't know why I said that, chapter 119, verse 97, Kuf Yud Tes Tzadi Zayin, Ma Ahavti Soresecha, Kol Hayom Hisichasi, David HaMelech says, how much I love Torah, all day Hisichasi, Hisichati, all day it is my conversation, I love Torah so much, I don't want to talk about anything else, I only want to talk about Torah. And then you have a Pasuk in this week's Parsha, which is Chayi Sara, that utilizes the same root word, and it's the final Pasuk, no it's not, it's Pasuk Samech Gimel, towards the end of Perich of Dalet, when the Shidduch, when Rivka comes back, and she's about to marry Yitzchak, and Eliezer's leading her on the camel, so it tells us about Yitzchak, V'yetze Yitzchak L'suach Basada Lifnos Erev, Yitzchak went out to do something in the field towards evening. So you have the same root word here, you have Sin, Vav, Ches. L'suach Basada is the same as Kol Yom Hi Sichasi. This word means all day it's my conversation. This word means prayer. V'yetze Yitzchak L'suach Basada Lifnos Erev. What's he going out to do in the field? What does Rashi say there? Lashon Tfila, he's going to pray. Targum Onkelos also interprets it. Unifak Yitzchak Letzala Abachaklaka. Yitzchak went out to pray in the field. So the same word means conversation and prayer. But then there's one more appearance of this word that we can look at, and it means something entirely different. And that's in Bereishis Perek Beis Pasuk Hei. And the word that in Perek Beis Pasuk Hei means Kol Siach Hasada Terem Yehiya Ba'aretz. All plants were not yet in the field. So what does the word mean? Doesn't mean conversation, doesn't mean prayer, doesn't mean plants. You with me, ladies? three sources from Tehillim, from our parasha, from Maisa Bereishis, where the word seems to mean three different things. Conversation, Mahafti Sarasach Kalim Isach Hisi Chasi. In our, that's from Tehillim. In our parasha, Vayetzi Yitzchak Lesuach Basadeh Lifnos Erev, he goes out to pray in the field. And in Perek Beis Pasuk, Heyev Tehillim Kol Siach Hasadeh Terem Yeh Ba'aretz. All the plants had not yet sprouted. What is the connection between conversation, prayer, and plants? So between conversation and prayer, it should be fairly obvious to us when we are davening. I just saw tonight preparing for my next year. Hani Mancha says, if you daven today the way you davened yesterday, then it's not davening. It's not tefillah. Every day, it's a new conversation. Do you have the exact same conversation with the people in your home every single day? Could you imagine if every day when the kids came up, I said the exact same words, exact same thing, exact same monotone, exact same feeling, exact same script. You're not really talking to me, mommy. You're reading from a paper. Of course, prayer is conversation. Just like conversation, there's distinction, there's differentiation. There's change based on your mood, based on your need, based on your feeling. So too, prayer. It has to be a real conversation. You're not reading from a script. Would the people on the other end talk to you if every day you picked up the same paper and you read it when they knocked on the door? They would say, you're not talking to me, goodbye. So that's the connection between conversation and prayer. What about plants and prayer? Those were in class last week. I mentioned it, but I'm going to add another ha'ara. Rav Yitzchak HaKohen Cook points out. I'm just seeing my time. That's why I'm doing this. Rav Yitzchak HaKohen Cook points out. What is the connection between prayer and plants? Ayeitze Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh, Kosiach Hasadeh Terem Yeh Ba'aretz. Through prayer, we grow like plants. Under the right conditions, the plant is watered, it is nurtured, it is fertilized, it gets some sun, it gets some shade, you pull out the weeds, you give it the seeds, you give it everything it needs, you give it a greenhouse. What happens to the plant? It sets down roots and it grows upward. What happens to a person under all the right conditions? When we nurture our basic self through prayer, through Tehillim, which we are about to recite, we nurture our basic self, we set down roots, and we grow upward through prayer. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful pshat. He says, Kosiach Hasadeh Terem Yeh Ba'aretz does not mean there were not yet plants in the field. It means there was not yet prayer for the field, and therefore the vegetables had not sprouted. Kosiach Hasadeh Terem Yeh Ba'aretz means there was not yet prayer. And that's why the produce had not yet grown. But what I said, I wanted to point out, which I never noticed before, is in last week's parasha, something very interesting. Who remembers the story with Hagar? What happens? Avram has to send him away because Sarah says, send him away. And Avram's not so happy, and Hashem says, listen to her voice, and he sends him away. The pasuk says something that was like such an eye-opener when I read it last week, when I learned through it last week. So Hagar is straying in the desert with her child, and he is going to be a rasha, and the malachim say, why are you saving him? He's going to put your children to death by hunger and thirst. Why are you saving it? Yet Hashem accepts the tefillos that go on there. The water was finished from the flask, right? Avram gives her a certain amount of water, and she's straying, there's no more water. She throws the boy away. She doesn't want to be with the boy. And we just talk about Hagar's cruelty, a mother who doesn't want to sit with her child and hold his hand in his moment of pain. But where does she send him? Who remembers the lashon? Tachas achad. I didn't hear. Hasichim. And Targum Onkel says, Techos Chad Min Ilanyai. Where does he send her? Under one of the trees. She throws him away under the trees. But what word is used for tree? The same word. The same root. The same shorish under exploration here. It could say, Vatashlech Esayela Tachas Achad HaIlanot. That's how Targum Onkel interprets it. It could say, Tachas Achad HaEitzim. It's not an accident that the Torah chooses this root word. That doesn't only mean plants, and it doesn't only mean conversation. It means prayer. And it's the first time last week that I read and learned through this pasuk, and Baruch Pokeach Ivim. Whoa! She doesn't throw him stam under a tree. Tachas achad hasichim. Perhaps the Torah is telling us she can't bear his pain and therefore she davens for him. And the very next pasuk says she sits far distance, she lifts her voice, And she cries. And the next pasuk says, "Vayishma Elokim es kol hanar," and Hashem heard the voice of the lad. There is certainly a deep inyan here that Hagar, whatever her level was, it's not an accident that the Torah uses this word. It can't be. Ma'ahavti sorasecha kol hayam hisichasi. How much I love Torah. All day it's my conversation. Yitzchak, at the moment of shirach, at the moment of indecision, he has finished the mourning for his mother, about to enter the tent of his mother and wife. He goes to Davin. Don't say the plants of the field had not yet sprouted. There was not yet prayer for the field. Therefore, the plants did not sprout. And even by Hagar, there had to be something worthy in her that she was zocheh to be with Avraham Avinu. Even in Hagar, the tashlech asayala tachas achad hasichim. There is some element of crying out from the depths of pain. So what do we learn from this? And Hashem saved Yishmael. We have tremendous capability through sicha, through conversation with Hashem, through growth, through prayer, and through channeling our tefillahs to the Ribbono Shel Olam to change the gezeira. And that atheist, that doctor in the concentration camp, and I only call him that because Rav Soloveitchik calls him that, he would have given up his life to be able to recite Tehillim under such conditions. Says the Rav, the faith of the Jew is to be able to find Yad Hashem in all times. So we should be zocha to always tap into this koach of tefillah, because not only do we deepen our connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and not only do we grow through prayer, but we literally have the power to change the gezeira. So we should be zocha to besuras tovus for all. Are there any questions? It's clear? Okay, thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.